Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. We're going to spend the next 55 minutes exploring the realms of all sorts of things, life, death, self-awareness, time, space. If you've never listened to my show before, I want to welcome you here tonight, and I want to thank you for showing up. You can check out my website if you want to know more of this aspect of what I'm doing. It's starofthemagi, magi.com. And there you can see my books and my blogs and my greeting card line. And I also have a new iPhone iPod Touch app that was released a few weeks ago. And it's based on my book, Cards of Destiny. So all those things are there. Tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit, and then I'm going to take calls and take your calls. And we can have a conversation, or I can do a short reading for you. When I do readings for listeners, I like to keep them quick so that people have an opportunity to call in. And I'll just do my best to keep track of that. So I will be taking calls for readings, and you have the number there on your screen. You know, I was driving home earlier. Today is the Nine of Spades day. And the Nine of Spades is known as the death card. And if you haven't listened to me before, you don't know what I'm up to, every day, pretty much, I post the card of the day on my website, and you can sign up, and I send it out as an email. And today, being March 1st, we shifted into the spade suit again, governing the days, because each day of the year is governed by specific cards. And the first 9 days of March are governed by the spade suit. And it's kind of a dramatic shift coming out of the club suit at the end of February into the spade suit, because the spades really demand that we come inside of ourselves. And the Nine of Spades in particular, it can be a card of loss. I got so many emails today from people. Somebody's mom broke their hip, somebody lost their job, somebody's relationship ended. I mean, it was like a wild day, and people often share those things with me because I do put this information out every day. And this card is really a powerful influence of initiation for us spiritually. And the highest expression of it is one of independence and idealism. And so there's this dynamic perspective energy that's available for us to draw on. And a lot of times there are challenges that ask us to let go. And it was so interesting because about an hour ago I was driving home from the gym and I started thinking about my dad and my son, who are both on the other side. And I was thinking about how special they were to me. And then I was thinking about, you know, how sometimes life doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. And, I mean, there are a lot of ways in which it makes perfect sense. And then there are other ways where it's like, what's really going on here? And I think that, you know, every time we get into these days that are governed by these serious spade cards, which really govern spirituality, self-awareness, self-mastery, I notice myself thinking like this. And, you know, in this system, which is not really like fortune telling because you're not laying cards out, you're reading cycles of time. These cards come along and visit us at different times in our life. And it can feel very intense when they do. And what they're really there for is to pull us inward and to give us a time out, sort of, with our own soul, so that we can really go deep, more deeply into who we really are, and let go of the things that maybe keep us from that more authentic experience of that. Wow, I have people just lining up here on the phones. So I'm going to do my best to weave the things that I wanted to talk about into what's going on here with the phones, because there's a lot of callers. So I'm going to take this first call from Sherry, who's in California. Sherry, are you there?
Yes, yes. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how about you?
I'm good, thank you. Where in California are you?
I'm in, like, Monterey Park.
Uh-huh. So, yeah. What's up? When's your birthday?
My birthday is 8/23/1972.
And are you familiar with the cards? With the system?
No.
Oh, well, wow, you're a three of clubs. Your birthday is the three of clubs day. So did you not know that? Because that's a wonderful thing to know.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So are you 37?
Yes.
Okay, so when I do this, for those of you that are not familiar, and I'm really happy that you're listening and that you called in.
Yeah, that's my first time of calling.
Have you listened to the show before?
No, I just found a website not too long ago.
Okay, so this is, let me just tell you a little bit. I'm not laying cards out like a fortune teller. I'm actually looking at cycles of time that are charts, and it's based on your age and your birthday. And so, and for those of you that are listening, if you go to my website, you can look on the nav bar, it says the cards, it's the first thing up there, and go on that page and scroll all the way down, and then you're going to see a sample of the chart that I'm talking about, the life path. So Sherry, do you have something to write with?
Right with? No.
Oh, because I'm going to tell you what your birth card and everything is. So you have the Five of Hearts sitting in your house since your birthday, which means you're very restless. This can cause a change in a relationship, a change in residence, and it creates a lot of restlessness. It makes us feel uneasy or like we want change to happen in our life. You also have the Five of Spades and Neptune, age 37. So are you feeling a lot of restless energy here in your life?
What's the question again?
Are you feeling restless?
No.
Really? Have you had any change going on in your life?
Change? Not yet.
Really? Since your birthday? And you're 37 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So you see some change here coming up to me, for me?
Absolutely, I see change. Major change.
Residence.
Huh?
You mean the physical, or spiritual, or relationship, everything?
Could be all of the above.
Oh,
I mean, if anything physical, mental, or emotional happens, you definitely want to bring in the spiritual so you stay balanced. This is going to happen big time beginning July 2nd, and you have to be really, really aware, okay? I see major change coming then.
July 2nd.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, wow, this is amazing. You've got every five in the deck. I'm surprised that you haven't had any changes occur in your life since your birthday. It's very odd. You were born on the 23rd of August?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. One, two, three, four. So let's just look where you are right now. So do you have a question for me?
Yes. I was going to ask you, do you see any, I was going to ask you if you, any change, good change, like a relationship, like, you know, moving in new place, something like that, you know.
So you're thinking about this?
Yes.
I do see that. That's what I was saying. I see these changes coming about, either in relationship or residence. So, yes, I do see those things happening this year. I'm surprised they haven't happened. But, you know, they'll probably start happening here. 823, 1, 2, 3. Well, any minute now. Any minute.
That's good. What about the relationship?
Are you in a relationship?
Not yet, but I like one guy.
You have two different people that you're. I see the potential of somebody being around, but you're not completely sure. You're going back and forth.
Right. It's there's one guy I really like him so much.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just see what happens. I mean, everything's going to be. What?
Do you see any returning, you know, back to me? I mean, relationship?
I wouldn't go there. I absolutely would not go there. Anything that's ended, you're supposed to be letting go of right now, big time. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you're going to cause yourself tremendous misery. You need to just let go of whatever was in the past. This is all over your cards.
Oh, I
just,
see.
Yeah.
So you see the new relationship coming to me?
I see the potential for that, but I see some, you know, uncertainty around it as well. You just need to be clear about who you get in a relationship with, because sometimes it's not who you thought it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I found your website not too long ago. That's very interesting. That's why I decided to call in, because last time I called in, they said you're not on the show last time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you called in. Everything is changing right now for you. So be very gracious with life and let go of things and don't try to make things happen. Just accept what comes your way and listen to your gut feelings and follow those. Don't make up stories about guys or anything. Just really try to be still inside of yourself and pay really close attention to what you feel, because our body is always saying yes and no to us. It's always guiding us, and that's what you want to really get in touch with right now, okay?
Okay.
That's what your learning is right now. And if you can do that, then you'll make really good choices, okay?
Do you see the financial for me?
Financial?
Financial.
Well, yes. You have a couple of really good money cards.
Oh.
Uh-huh. There's something from the past that you need to let go of, and I think it's a way of thinking. So if I were you, I would examine that. Okay?
Mm. Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're
Have
very
a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too, Sherry. Bye. Okay, Alicia. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Did I say your name correctly?
Yes, you did. Alicia.
Hi.
Uh-huh. Hi. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you.
Thank
I'm fine.
You. When's your birthday?
January 17th, 1958.
Oh, the Ten of Diamonds.
Oh.
Did you... Did you know that you are the Ten of Diamonds?
I'm sorry, my phone broke up. I didn't hear
you. I know, I can't hear you very well. Are you calling on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're breaking up too. Did you know that you were the Ten of Diamonds?
No, I didn't realize that. I'm gonna get away from my computer because I think my line will be much clearer then.
Are you 52?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's exciting because you, on your last birthday, you went into a new 13-year cycle.
Okay.
And it's a Saturn cycle, which is all about recognition, our recognizing ourselves and our being recognized in reflection of our recognizing ourselves. And really stepping into that which that you want to build your foundations on, the expression of who you are through your work or through creativity.
Yeah.
Let's see. You're a Capricorn, so you are you have the potential to be very creative. This is a time where you really want to focus on the development of what it is that you're most passionate about. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yes, it sure does, yes.
Yeah. So you are, let me just turn to, 52 is such a powerful year. There are 52 cards in the deck. So if you go to my website, do you have something to write with?
Yes, I do.
I want to tell everybody, if you're calling in to talk to me, have something to write with if you want to know your personal significator cards. So your birth card is the Ten of Diamonds.
Okay.
And your spirit card is the Queen of Clubs.
Queen of Clubs, okay.
Yes. And your soul card is the Queen of Spades.
Oh, okay. Soul.
And I know, that's a lot of queen energy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And the Queen of Diamonds in Jupiter. But and your planetary ruling card is the Five of Hearts. So after you get off the phone with me, you can go on my website and go on to the page that's titled The Cards. It's listed up in the navigation bar. And read about what the birth card, spirit card, soul card all mean.
All right.
And there's descriptions of these listed under my greeting card line, but they're more detailed in my book.
Okay.
In both of my books, actually. So, age 52, you have the Four of Hearts sitting in your house. This means this is a time where family and home is a really important focus for you. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, it is. I have a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old right now at home.
Oh, well, yes. They would definitely get your attention.
Yes, they do.
She says with a sigh.
Yes, well, I do.
What?
Well,
you
I'm
have the Four of Hearts
kind of
in your house.
Kind of overwhelmed now.
Excuse Pardon? Me?
I said just feeling a little overwhelmed right now.
And I'm just going to share something with you. I'm going to make a suggestion about that because, you know, the Four of Hearts is in your house, and this card teaches us that love is the strongest foundation, you know, that all things built on love find harmony and clear direction. And so one of the opportunities that you have right now, and your card is sitting in the Eight of Spades house, which means you know, this is a time when you learn to become more disciplined with your own energy, so that that is really taking over the atmosphere of your home.
Uh-huh.
And it's a year when your values are changing. Your values
yeah.
are really going to be changing. Yeah, you're already feeling that, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's, you know, when you realize that, you know, you're the mother, the woman of the home is like the nucleus. And
yeah.
the cards that you have and the influences that work with you are really very powerful. And it's important. Now, your son, how is he doing? How old is he? You have a
15.
Son?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, how's he doing?
Is he
being a little feisty?
He's coming into feeling like he's the dominant male.
When's his birthday?
He's July the 25th in 94.
July the 25th. So he's a three of clubs. Well, he needs all the strength and certainty he can get because, you know, July 25th, that's a Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Jack of clubs, oh my God. He has enough mental energy for probably the whole block of the town where you live. So he's very creative, and, you know, if he can focus his creativity and his mind,
mm-hmm.
he can accomplish anything, but that is a huge challenge for that birthday.
He's the sweetest young man you ever want to meet. And,
yummy.
He has insomnia, and I think he worries too much about what people think. And
he needs a lot of physical movement.
Okay.
See, he
yes.
is a
okay.
three of clubs, jack of clubs. And
okay.
let me tell you something. The club suit, it rules the mental realm. And so people
okay.
that are born in the club suit, which this is not the easiest thing for you to understand because you're a really strong diamond, okay? And diamonds
okay.
are more action-oriented. But the club people, they stew in their thoughts. They one thought leads to another thought leads to another thought, and they
yeah.
think that they're actual things. And they build these structures and trap themselves in there. And so worry and fear and insecurity are all the,
okay.
you know, downside of that. But the thing that
okay.
helps burn, because this guy, he's getting input like 10 times more than most people, constantly, and mental energy. So he needs physical. He needs an outlet for his brilliance and his creativity. He needs an outlet
okay.
for his mind, and he needs a lot
okay.
of physical activity to burn up that mental energy and help keep a balance.
Okay. Right now he's into basketball. He's about 6'4".
Fabulous.
So I'm hoping to keep him in the league, playing, you know, all year round. Some
mm-hmm.
space. He likes to go fishing. He likes, you know, something different to do, but
he's a sweet, sweet heart. The three of clubs are so
oh, he is.
And they're very tender. They, you know, they don't like to be confronted or yelled
no.
at. They just are really sensitive.
Yeah.
And it's because
he's already given up girls because his heart's been broken. Poor
aww.
Baby.
He'll come
yeah.
back around, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Mm-mm.
So do you have a
yeah.
specific question for me? Because I'm just...
No, I just wanted... I love you to death. I've heard you on the radio before and just wanted to have a reading for whatever came up because I knew what would come up would be the information I needed, and it was. So bless you.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling, Alicia.
Yeah, and I'm going to try and... put together some extra. I would like to call you on a personal level off the air sometime. So,
okay.
Yeah. I'm looking forward
to
that.
You know how to find me.
I do.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Really great talking with you.
Thanks. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Jenny from British Columbia. Are
yes,
you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Oh, I'm happy. I'm so happy to be on the line with you, Sharon. Sharon,
oh,
I've got both your books, and I'm hoping to take your classes coming up, you know, in March.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I know. They sound wonderful. So
you
I know I'm a Seven of Clubs birth card.
Oh, you
March 29th,
birthday?
1950. And I'm just having my 60th birthday coming up, so I was wondering what you might see ahead for me.
So you're an Aries. Me too. Okay, Seven of Clubs, Jack of Clubs, another double club with a lot of energy. Let's look.
Eight of Diamonds Spirit and Jack of Spades Soul.
Yes, yeah, so you know your cards.
Thanks to your book.
Thank you for buying my books. I'm glad
I
you're enjoying them and making good use of them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you brought up the workshops. I forgot about that. I need to talk about those tonight.
Well, it's going to be wonderful.
Let's look at...
It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, they are. And the online classroom is fantastic. It's so cool because I get to put the charts up there and draw on them and talk, and you get to see me doing that, and it's really, I think it's really the best way. You have the Five of Hearts coming into your house.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Did you know that? And you're going to be in the King of Hearts house. Ooh. Let's see, your planetary ruling cards, the Jack of Clubs, Eight of Hearts. And you're sitting up in the Queen of Clubs. Powerful, powerful, powerful time for you. Okay, the first thing I'm feeling when I look at all this, because I just sort of like assimilate it all, is you're going to be stepping into a brand new kind of relationship with yourself. And it's one where you're giving yourself the freedom to do something you haven't done before. Does that make sense to you?
You bet.
Yes. And it feels exciting to me. I mean, I'm excited when I look at your card because I feel like you've made a decision to just let it rip or let yourself.
Yeah, that's my word. Go for it.
Yeah, it's like really energized. I feel this tremendous energy. And it's very, very exciting. And you're sitting at the head of the Mars line at age 60, so there's going to be a lot of passion, a lot of action. You know, you're living the whole year except for your Neptune cycle in Mars. So the change and really like this tremendous new beginning for you. And a new beginning that empowers you to be expressing yourself in a way that maybe you haven't before. Now, are you thinking about going into some kind of partnership?
Yeah, I've started a bit of a partner. I've got a couple of businesses, and just started a partnership with my daughter.
Uh-huh. When's her birthday?
She's the Five of Diamonds, June 12, 1969.
So she's a little Gemini.
You bet.
Uh-huh. Okay, so because I do see, that makes sense, the Two of Spades with the Jack of Diamonds, this is a entrepreneurial business partnership. It's in Venus, so that would be the daughter. That could be the daughter. That looks like it could be very, very successful.
And
is
my husband
something...
is also the Jack of Diamonds.
Oh, and are you in business with him?
Yes,
we have
for a long, long time been in business, and we're, you know, very successful at it. So maybe it's just going to take a leap forward there, too.
Well, I just think there's a lot of good energy around all of this. The thing that excites me is this newfound independence that you're cultivating. It feels like a bubbling cauldron or something of excitement and goodness.
Oh, I love it.
I do feel like you're also stepping into communicating. Well, I already said that, communicating who you are in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what your long-range cards are for the year. It's a Saturn year, so a lot of good work can be done in a Saturn year, I think.
Is this a Saturn year?
Yes. Age 60 is governed by Saturn.
Oh, okay. So
mm-hmm.
maybe some good karma will come my way.
I think some good karma will come your way. Let me look at your long-range cards. Let's see, where is your, there you are. Oh, you're sitting in the Two of Diamonds house since 56. So 56, 7, 8, 9, 60. Ooh, you have the Queen of Diamonds long range. That's going to be wonderful. And 1, 2, 3, 10 of Diamonds. It's going to be a great year for business, darling.
A good year for business?
Absolutely. You've got the Queen and Ten of Diamonds. Ten of Diamonds is sitting in the King of Clubs house. So the more, you know, originality you bring to what you do and how you get it out there,
mm-hmm.
the greater response you're going to have.
I'm just writing that down. That sounds fantastic.
And your Queen of Diamonds long-range card sitting in the Ten of Hearts house, which is going to draw people to you and to your daughter. I feel like there was a tie-in with her for that card as well. Then
marvelous.
Let's
it
look at your
marvelous.
Jack of Clubs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tremendous business savvy. If you go into dealings with other people, just make sure who they are and that things are clear. But you have a lot of creativity showing up for what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's really a creative enterprise that I've gotten myself involved in, and I just love it. It's just humming along like crazy.
Oh, that's so fun.
Oh, I know.
Well, good for you. Do you have any questions?
Yes, I have a dear friend. We've known each other for about 26 years, and he's the Six of Diamonds. February the 19th, 1952. He just had his birthday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering how it looks
58?
For him. 58? He's 58, yeah. February the 19th, 1952. He just had a birthday. Six of Diamonds.
Uh-huh. Okay, let me look at him really quick. So he's Six of Diamonds. He's actually sitting in your house for this whole seven-year cycle that you're in.
He's what?
He's been sitting in your Seven of Clubs house since you turned 56.
Since I turned 56?
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean, would he be doing more spiritual work or something like that, if it's Seven of Clubs? Or?
Well, he could be. I mean, it would be a time where, you know, the opportunity would be for him to refine his mind, but it looks like he's been learning a lot through his relationships.
He's learning a lot?
It looks like he's, well, at least had the opportunities to learn from his relationships.
Okay.
To learn about himself.
Mm. Wonderful.
Is this somebody you're in business with?
No.
Okay.
Does it look like we should go into business together?
No. How is he doing financially?
I think it's a bit up and down. He started a business about 5 years ago, and I think, you know, the economy, all those different things. He is very good in business himself. Been an
yes.
owner of businesses, but this
mm-hmm.
one I think might be taking a lot out of him.
I think, you know, he needs to rethink what he's doing. I mean, the cards that are coming for him, well, he just had his birthday. His long-range cards are a little bit challenging. Let me just look. I see him worrying about money, and he could worry himself sick, literally.
Worrying himself sick over money, about business or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, he needs to rethink what he's doing in some way. That would be my suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he may not be going about it quite right.
So
he can be a little stubborn, this guy.
He's stubborn?
He can be, yes.
Oh, I think so.
I'm being very diplomatic. So, he would probably be served with a personal reading, you know. I mean, he's got some challenges showing up right now, and he needs to work with them in the best ways possible, or, you know, it's going to be hard for him.
Yeah.
And I think he needs to rethink how he's doing something. Something needs to change. I'm not sure what it is, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate this. This is
wonderful.
Pass on the good news.
Thank you for calling, Jenny.
Yep.
And I'll see you in the class.
I'll be signing up for that course soon.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, have a good night, and God bless.
Thank you. You too, darling. Bye.
Bye.
Since Jenny brought up, I'm doing an online workshop series starting in March, in a few weeks, and I'm offering a level one training in the cards. It's 8 weeks. It's going to be in a web-based classroom, which is fantastic, and everything will be recorded, the visual and the audio, and if you get my card of the day, I have an email that I sent out, or if you go on my website, I haven't actually put the information on my website yet, but I've been sending the email out, and I'm going to send it out, you know, once a week. But people need to sign up at least 10 days before the courses start. I've got 3 different courses I'm offering. And if you can't be there when the workshop is actually happening, then what happens is I'll email you a link so that you can watch the video of the class sometime before the next class the following week. And that way, if you have questions, you can email them to me, and then I cover all the questions at the beginning of the class each week. It's a really great way to study the cards, and it's very thorough, and you'll have, at the end, I will then package all 8 weeks, and each week is 90 minutes long. And there's a little break in the middle, so we can all do whatever we need to do for a few minutes. And at the end, I'll package the whole thing on a DVD. And as part of taking the workshop, then you'll get that DVD. Plus, you know, I have other materials that come with the course. So if you want more information about that, and you're not, you can just email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net, starofthemagi@earthlink.net, or sharon@starofthemagi.com. You can email me at either one of those addresses, and I'll send you the information on the workshop. Okay, who's next? Lori from California, who was born on February 3rd. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Lori. Thank you for waiting.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're a Nine of Spades, and today's a Nine of Spades day.
It is.
Yeah. I know you were a Nine of Spades.
I wanted to know what I was.
Okay, well, do you have something to write with?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me tell you what your cards are.
All right.
Your birth card. Your
okay.
birth card is the Nine of Spades.
Nine of Spades.
Uh-huh. And
okay.
your spirit card is the King of Hearts.
Spirit, okay.
And your soul card, these are all very powerful cards, by the way. Your soul card is the Six of Spades. I bet you felt like people have misunderstood you a lot in your life, huh? That they didn't
yeah,
believe
I've had
you
a
really
pretty different life.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, you've had a lot of work to do in this lifetime. And then your planetary ruling card is your the Two of Diamonds.
Two of Diamonds.
So all these cards make up a picture of who you are, and they're all based on your birthday. And being a Nine of Spades is quite a journey. And
I can believe that, yes.
You already know this, right?
Yeah.
The thing that's important to understand is this is a really powerful spiritual card.
Uh-huh.
And so that element of your life has to have some importance. Otherwise,
okay.
it's laborious. Everything takes a lot of effort, and there's loss and disappointment. And the way to bring that into balance is really by nurturing your spirit somehow with, you know, inspiration or meditation or some way in which you spend time with that part of yourself and give to yourself in that way.
Well, this last year, that's what I've been doing. So I made a move last year, and I've been up here since then. And that's what I've
up
been
here,
doing.
Where
a lot
is
of meditation.
Up here?
Pardon?
Where
I'm
is
up in Citrus Heights now. Hello?
What is your present age?
66.
66. So you just turned 66 on your birthday.
Yes.
Okay. Well, life is going to open up. This is a year that's governed by the planet Jupiter, and Jupiter expands things and opens things up and brings us goodness. And you do have a lot of change that's going to happen for you this year. And if you can keep opening your mind. Okay, let me tell you what the secret is here. The secret is to just keep letting go of old ways of thinking and old ideas and plans if they don't work out. And really let yourself feel like a victim. If you start to feel like a victim about anything, or oh poor me, or why isn't this happening?
Yeah, I don't wallow in myself. No, I won't go there.
Oh, goody. Yeah, because you have some really powerful, wonderful cards, and I want to suggest that you get out and meet new people, go to places where people gather, you know, and just connect with people, because you've got the Ten of Clubs and the Ten of Hearts, and that tells me that if you go take a class or go to lectures or go to interesting events that might draw your attention and things you like to do, and don't be shy, just get yourself out there and socialize, because those kinds of activities are going to open up your life in a whole new way. It's going to be really amazing for you.
Okay. Well, it sounds good.
Are you dealing with any health stuff?
Pardon?
Are you dealing with any health issues?
No, I was widowed about 10 years ago, and so I'm by myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's time for you to start a whole new life for yourself and kind of
yeah.
get in touch with that artsy, quirky part of your personality. You're very sensitive.
Yeah.
And so you want to, you know, have people around you that really care about you.
Yeah, well, that's why I moved back up here, because I got a lot of family up here.
Oh, good.
So.
Well, good for you. Do you have anything specific you want to ask me?
No, I was just curious to see what I was, and you told me nine of spades. Where was the ten of hearts?
That was. Yes, and now you can go on my website and read about all those cards.
Okay, I will. And your website was?
It's starofthemagi.com. It's on the radio page.
Okay.
There's a link there. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you for calling, Lori.
Okay,
have fun.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, Susan from Seattle.
Hi,
how are you doing? I'm doing
good. Great.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. Hopefully we'll be doing much better after you give me some good news here.
Okay, well, you're the Ace of Diamonds.
Yes.
1960. So are you 49?
I am 49. Yes, I am. Soon to be.
Boy, my math is working tonight. I love that.
Okay. 49 for another few months.
Yes.
And
your birthday's not until October.
I know, so another
That's
few months.
That's months and months. Okay, so you're a dynamic little duo, aren't you, here?
Little Ace of Diamonds.
So you're in your Mars cycle right now since the 21st, and then you're going to go into Jupiter on the 14th of March. That's pretty soon. Let's just look and see what's going on, age 49. Oh, well, I know one thing that's going on, age 49. You went into a new seven-year cycle. And so let's take a peek at that.
Yeah.
Seven-year cycles, everyone, are so wonderful. And I'm going to be teaching these in my classes because we, you know, these are like huge umbrellas. We just enter like this whole new realm every time we start one of these. And you started this on your birthday in October.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see who's in your house. So this is a time when you're really refining how you use your mind and your intention. It's a time when you get rid of any old ways of thinking, believing, anything, self-image, whatever it is, that no longer serves you.
Yeah.
It's like going through and scouring your mind, purifying your mind, and really bringing in more self-awareness and spiritual awareness. Seven of Clubs is sitting in your house. And the Seven of Clubs is a highly refined mental energy. And so, you know, the more you initiate that kind of cultivation with yourself, the greater this influence comes in for you. And then in your Five of Hearts house, which is your planetary ruling card, you've got the Five of Diamonds. So this is a time when your values are going to be changing. And perhaps it feels like even having something financial for you changing, the way you're making money or how you're doing business. Are you in business for yourself?
No, I'm not. No,
are you,
I'm not.
Do you work?
I do. Oh, gosh, yeah. No, I do work, and that was one of my questions was my career.
Well, I feel like there was a change that wants to happen there. And I don't always see that with this card, but intuitively I feel like that's going on with you. You are sitting in the Nine of Spades house. Let me tell you something. By the end of the seven-year cycle, you will be a very different person. I mean, you'll always be you. But at the core of your being, there are going to be some major shifts that go on for you. and they're going to be very profound. You have the Four of Diamonds behind you. This is great for financial security. Got the King of Diamonds in Saturn. You know, this is, you know, I feel like financially you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Was that a question?
That was a question, of course. You know, relationship was the other question.
Uh-huh. Relationship. And what is the question?
Is there going to be a committed relationship this year?
Committed relationship. Is that like putting yourself in a nut house with somebody? Committed?
Committed.
Okay. There's a little hint about how... Okay, let's look at your cards. Oh, my God, you got the Ten of Diamonds in your house, age 49. This is fabulous. This is a time of new beginnings for you. It's a Mercury-governed year. You're beginning your new seven-year cycle. So you want to really open up to new ways of thinking, especially since that Seven of Clubs is in your house. Just keep doing that. That's like a long-range, ongoing thing where you just keep opening your mind to new possibilities.
Yes, and I do.
Let me find your Ace of Diamonds. Where is it? There it is, sitting in the King of... Well, honey, this... Yes, I see the potential for relationship, actually, coming down the road here. Perhaps a soulmate. Now, let me tell you something. This is the time when you really get jiggy with yourself, okay? You want to get... very much in touch with the most authentic expression of who you are. You're sitting in the King of Clubs house. So this is all about your personal power and how you show up in the freedom of just simply expressing who you are. It's a very, very powerful time. Your planetary ruling card, seeing the Jack of Clubs house, you have the Ten of Clubs behind you. I feel like you're learning a lot this year about how to communicate what it is you really want, first with yourself and then with somebody else. So the study that you're doing with yourself has to do with how you project yourself and what you're communicating. You want to make sure what you're communicating is actually what you're thinking and feeling.
Right. Yeah. And I am. Actually, no, I am very conscious of that now.
Uh-huh, good. So, you know, there's a lot of excitement going on here, you know. I would really let yourself, you know, say yes a lot. I don't, you know, committed relationship, do you want a committed relationship?
Yes, I do.
100% of you wants that?
Yes.
Okay. Well... start taking steps towards making that happen. Draw that person into you. You're an Ace of Diamonds, right? Go after what you want. You've got some potential here for that to happen. Maybe two of them will show up, and then you'll really have to commit yourself. Sorry.
Well, it'd be nice to have a choice.
That's right. We like choices.
Yeah, the choices so far have not been very good. So, well, that's why they're not there.
Well, yeah, I feel like you might want to explore a different kind of man or a different realm of people or something. I just get that feeling that maybe you ought to try something a little different. Does that speak to you?
I know what I'm looking for.
Okay, good. All right, I need to jump off the phone. I have one more call, and then I have to get off the air.
Okay.
Susan,
okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, Frank, are you there? Frank?
Yes?
Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can, and we have 1 minute.
Can you hear me?
Are you
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
I hear you.
I hear you, too.
Oh, okay. I thought you didn't hear me. Sorry. I was wondering if I could get a quick reading. I know you're running out of time.
What? Did you call me last week?
Yes.
Okay. What did you want to know?
I want to know more about my soul path.
Oh. Well, it's 9:55, and technically I am supposed to get off the air at 9:55.
Okay, I understand.
And
no
your
problem.
Soul path, tell me your birthday really quick. I can't remember.
9171.
Your what?
9171.
Oh, yes, the Ten of Diamonds. Yeah, I think your soul path is way more than we have time to talk about right now. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, well, another time.
You might want to take my webinar classes.
Well, that's the other thing I wanted to ask. I heard about some class. I didn't see it on your website.
It's not on there yet. So, but if you send me an email to Sharon at starofthemagi.com or info at starofthemagi.com and just ask me for it and I'll send you the whole thing. And that goes for everybody out there. Frank, thank you for calling. I'll talk to you later. Everybody, I want to thank you for listening this week. And I wish you a fabulous week. If you don't get my card of the day, you can sign up on my website. It's free. If you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch, I have an app. And so check that out. It's got all the birthdays in it and spirit card descriptions. And it's very cool. All right. Thanks, everybody. Lots of love to you all. Bye.